What's up, everyone? It's DJ CD, and we're back with another episode of The Danger Zone, and I'm with
Garcia
and Damien.
And today we're going to be talking about what we did over the weekend and a bunch of random stuff, to be honest. So what'd y'all do this weekend?
I played soccer this weekend, and I almost killed my dog. That's when great. I kicked the soccer ball.
Did it hit him?
No, it was very close to hitting him, and it was going to hit his head because I kicked it so hard that I almost broke the fence in our backyard, so I had to go fix it. Because three planks got detached from the main thing. So.
Yeah, I used to break my fence a lot,
too. Those hard nice. Kicks you give that you, like, spin a little bit. You just, like, kick in. You're, like, turning this way, and you just hear, arr!
No!
Arr.
Then after that, I didn't really do much. I just ran and just played Apex during the whole weekend.
You know, just kicked the dog and ran.
Do you not have a job?
I've applied to so many places, but I got rejected by so many places. I just applied to like five more places.
Five more?
Yes.
Do you call them back?
I call them and everything. They don't say anything or nor answer, which makes me sad.
Yeah, I understand.
What I do.
I can lend you my nunchuck so you can like hit them. I actually bought a nunchuck this week.
Actually, my mom... But the company where she works at is a part of the same union as Cruise Car Wash, so I'm hoping to work at Cruise Car Wash soon.
Cruise Car Wash, bro. They're a bunch of dirty bums over there, respectfully.
To be honest, they don't pay that much for what you do.
I once applied there, and then the ad agent didn't let me. I don't know why. Like, it was during the winter, too. Like, y'all want me. I wear shorts in the winter. I'm not going to be cold. Your workers are going to be shivering like, ooh, shiver me timbers. And I'm going to be like, yeah, this is my weather, boy. Quit playing with me.
So when you applied, did you know what they were paying?
I have applied.
Isn't it like 15 an hour?
No, not always. Some stores are different.
Well, anyways, I had a pretty available schedule, too, and they just said, well, actually, no, I didn't. That's a lie. My schedule's not pretty available.
I can only work one day of the week.
And I'll work for, like, you know, 1 hour. No big deal. But, yeah, so a few months later, I ended up applying somewhere.
And why are you doing that?
I got the job. It was cool. And then I quit there in April after working there for 6 months, and I'm chilling like a villain. You already know, guys. Anyways, so let's get back on topic. We were talking about the weekend. So Saturday, you know, I watched TV. I maybe played some games, not too much. I ate ice cream and regretted it since I'm lactose, so you already know what happened. It's the equivalent of going to Taco Bell. No offense to you, Damien.
Bro, Taco Bell. White Castle's is worse, I'm going to be honest.
It really is. Actually, I don't know.
No, every time I ate White Castle, I always, like, throw up, and it's, like, bad.
The only thing I like about White Castle is my high C, like, raspberry drink that almost no restaurant has. But, and it's Sunday. I went to my, Saturday, I, you know, lifted the mini fridge over to her house from my house. It was not fun. And then yesterday.
Sounds fun.
I cleaned my room and did a lot of boring, responsible things, sadly. And then I, you know, went through my Facebook Marketplace looking for some bargains and stuff to, you know, lip, you know, yeah. And then also, I went to my grandma's house and ate dinner over there after I ate dinner at my house. Because I don't know what the frick my mom was thinking yesterday, bro. Like, she made it so freaking early. It was ridiculous. I'm like, who eats at this time?
What time does she cook?
I'm not even going to talk about it. Like, it was sad. Just why? Why is he doing that?
We should jump him one day.
But anyways, Mr. Cash made me mad. But yeah, so since she made dinner very early, I ended up being hungry later, and I went to grandma's and ate dinner, snacked on my chip bag over there, drank some sodas, and left. Because I stayed there for like a good hour or two, so like, you know, I was ready to go home. It was getting a bit late, and I still had to hop on the game, hop in the shower, you know, before school tomorrow. Just today now. So what'd you do over the weekend, Damien?
So it was Saturday. That was fun. I went to work. Well, no, Saturday I was off, so I just pretty much stayed home, relaxed a little bit, played a few games, watched videos. Also was, like, just looking to complete some more videos for my class so I can do more positions and stuff. Because Friday when I was working, this one manager threatened to write me up for accidentally forgetting to ask for a drink, because what she did was come around, like, the store to make sure we're hitting all the points. So she comes up to me when she actually gets in and clocks in. She's like, hey, you got to hit all the points. If you don't, then I'm going to write you up. And I was just looking at her like, please do. Like, at that point, please do, because I got stuff to say if you do. And so what she does is go back into the office, right? Typically, we're not allowed back there unless everything's just absolutely done and there's, like, no customers. So what she does is goes back there, pulls out a hair straightener, and starts straightening her hair on the shift, right? After telling me she was going to write me up, she goes and straightens her hair, which I think is absolutely hilarious. Because that just gives me something to say to the GM.
But, hey, punk, this is work time, not freaking hairstylist time.
And no, she, so it doesn't even stop there. Like, she, so when she's done doing that, she comes up, tells everybody how to do their job, and goes, sits down in the lobby playing on her phone.
Is the manager or shift punk?
So, she says she's a, quote-unquote, AGM, right? She's a shift lead, which is absolutely not even close to AGM, right? So, so I'm just sitting there like, now I really want you to write me up now that I have this information.
That's what I have noticed in some scenarios is, like, when you're, like, in a lower position at a fast food restaurant, like, you know, like, maybe the lowest or something, and, like, someone's, like, maybe one position higher or just higher in general, then, like, they'll be mad lazy doing absolutely nothing while you're working hard, and then they act like they did something.
But no.
Like, they'll be slacking and just chilling.
I used to work, what's it called? When I was younger, I worked at McDonald's. Bro, there was this one manager. He wanted me to work until midnight every single day. I'm like, bro, you're paying me what, like $8 an hour? That's not, I'm not working.
Bro, that's labor.
That's child labor right there. You could send him to jail for that.
I mean, you're not even supposed to work later than 10 until you're like 17 or 18.
So
I know.
That was illegal right there too.
So once you turn 16, you can work any hour you want as long as you don't have school.
Yeah.
If you have school, you have to by 10.
Exactly.
That is a law.
That's what I loved about my old job. I was in school, and you know, I'm not 18 yet. They had to let me go at 10 while the other people had to stay behind. I'm like, ha-ha.
So, but no, when she goes and sits on her phone, I'm just sitting there like, my GM would love to hear this, right? Bro, she makes the schedules, and she buys stuff. We ran out of two drinks yesterday. We ran out of Baja Blast and Strawberry Lemonade.
Well, Baja Blast, I understand, but everyone wants the Baja Blast.
I mean, it's okay.
It's the blast.
It's mid. But we ran out of so much stuff because she buys the wrong things. Like, we have like 50 things of cheese and no Fiesta Strips, which we put in our grilled cheeses and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Fiesta Strips goes in a lot of burritos, but yeah. Then... we have none.
But, yeah, so when I used to work at Disc Replay, my one coworker would always be going to Taco and get the Baja Blast and everything. Me, I was always going to KFC, bro. Give me the number 11 chicken sandwich combo with my french fries and my Lightning Mountain Dew. And then I had the Buffalo Ranch sauce and the honey mustard sauce, and I was chilling like a villain.
I'm gonna be honest. If I had to say, like, easiest fast food place to work at so far that I can tell is Taco Bell, because you barely have to do anything. Because all you gotta do is drop stuff. But all you gotta do is like drop stuff and then like grab it from a container and put it on a tortilla and wrap it up and put it in a bag. There you go. You're absolutely done.
Oh no, that would never work at a restaurant though. It's too chaotic, unorganized, full of imbeciles, and
I mean
too much drama.
Some of the times,
like,
but.
Bro. When I pull up at McDonald's, bro, I be chilling in the line. All the freaking people be beefing with each other back there. But I will beat you up, boy. Get him his goddamn french fries and blah, blah, blah. Like, bro, they're always cussing each other out back there. And they're always having either drama with themselves or the freaking customers. And I don't want to hear it, bro. And, like, let me work somewhere and someone cause drama with me. I'm not dealing with your crap, bro. I'm sweet. I don't care if I get fired. Frick you and your job.
So, where I work, it's not that bad. Like, sometimes it'll have that moment. But... So yesterday I worked and the customer was so mad, right? So apparently we missed her quesadilla or Mexican pizza, uh-huh. Which we didn't because I remember making it and putting it in there.
Uh-huh.
So she comes back around, says she's missing it. Well, she's missing the quesadilla. And since her Mexican pizza's cold, she wants it remade, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like sitting there like,
skill issue.
Is there something wrong or like... And they're looking at, like, they talk to the manager, and they're like, yeah, she's making these complaints. I'm standing there. I'm like, we don't need to make her food again since she's already had it.
Uh-huh.
She's just trying to get free food.
Yeah.
And he's like, at this point, she's not moving. Might as well. And I'm like, I get that, but she kind of whines too much, and I don't want to make her food. And so she's in line. Explain how she's this bad. She crashes into a person in front of her waiting for her food. Their car's okay because they have a trailer attached to it. right? Mm-hmm. So she just messed up the front of her car. She comes up to the window, starts cussing us out. And I think it's absolutely hilarious.
Did she dent their trailer?
No, they didn't. When their trailer drove off, there was nothing wrong with it.
Dang. Bro, she messed up her car.
Yeah, no, you look at the front of her car, you're like,
she messed up her car over a quesadilla that she got. That's great.
Jesus, like.
Hey, you know what's funny? Every time a tragedy happened in my old workplace, I'd always come in the next day. So, like, this one time, this guy came in with a gun and robbed us of all of our Apple Watches, and then the next day, I'm just working. I'm like, oh, you got held gunpoint? That's nice.
That's crazy.
I know.
It could not be me.
And then the next month, someone was mad that we didn't buy their broken PS4, so then they broke our door with a gun and then ran out. And then came back in and cussed us out again and held his gunpoint, told us to buy their PS4, and then left again. And I ended up working the next day and finding out about it. It's like almost every time some tragic event happened, I was there the next day, bro.
To be honest, like, some people are like, what would you do if, like, somebody came in and, like, robbed a store and do this stuff? I would be like, well, I'm not going to risk my life for, like, $13.25. I am worth a little bit more than $13.25 now. But if they're, like, I mean, if they're, like, pretty stupid about it and, like, there's pretty, like, obvious things that you, like, if they're just sitting there holding it, we have stuff under us, right? Just might as well grab it and throw it. Like, if they shoot me, then, oh, whoa. But, like, if they're going to be stupid, I could just throw something real quick because we got, like, 5 other people back there.
Oh, no, the place I used to work at, we had, like, a dude that used to serve in the Army. I don't know which branch it was under or whatever, but I think it was Navy. I don't know. But anyways, you know, so
he wasn't scared of me. I held gunpoint.
He knows what to do in that situation.
He's just like, you think I'm scared of you shooting me? Go ahead, bro. Just
do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
In my misery, do it. I have so much trauma right now.
But, yeah, it's funny, though. So, honestly, I'm looking around for a job right now, but I might just wait until I'm 18, which is in 4 more days, and then after I graduate early in December, head to Lucas Oil Stadium and be a security guard there. All I know is I'm going to have a headache. I'm going to hate it. Because I used to volunteer work down there, and I always left home with a headache. But I love the free food from the stadium, though. It was great. And we got the little, you know, the little books that people get when they go to the games and stuff, and, like, some of the merchandise that you're given for free for going. So we got some of that stuff, too. So, it's, you know, it's cool. Nothing crazy, but it was chill, sort of. Though my legs were always broken when I went home.
Frick the time, I don't give a dang.
No, it's playing. All right, everyone. This is a wrap from the Danger Zone. We're out like a light.